Here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up, my name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now by Andrea. And Andrea, always great catching up. How are you?
I'm doing great. I always look forward to our interviews.
Likewise, Andrea, it's great chatting with you. And it's an exciting time for you, exciting day, as you have your debut brand new album released here today called Bloom. First question, and I always am curious about this. Sometimes artists use a song title as the name of their album. Now, Bloom isn't the title of a song on the album. Can you tell us why Bloom is the title of the album?
Yes, definitely. I actually took a really long time to think about the concept of my album because all the songs were written over a span of 10 years, and not all at once, of course.
Right, right.
And I wrote each song during a different phase of my life. So I was trying to think of ideas on how I could tie all of the songs together. And one of the things that resonates with me as an artist is the idea of growth and how life is ever changing. And so That's how I came up with the title Bloom. So this album starts with the oldest song that I wrote when I was 19, which is called Summer Breeze. Mm-hmm. And you can hear how young the lyrics sound. And the record ends with the newest song that I've written. And you can literally hear my growth as an artist between each song. And each track represents another step forward in my musical journey. And I touch on themes such as love, heartbreak, loss, reflection, and courage. You know, like a lot has happened over the span of 10 years.
For sure.
And what I also really like about my album is that you can hear a little bit of everything, like from pop, R&B, and country, which ended up creating this cohesive piece of art that I'm actually really proud of.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love hearing how albums come together. So much hard work and so much time goes into it. I didn't know the first, it goes right from kind of starting music to where you are at this present day. And so let's talk about, I'd like to talk about a few of the songs on the album. Listen, Andrea, I'd like to go through the whole album, talk about every song, but that would take a little while. I do want to ask you about three specific, and I guess the first one I was going to touch on was Summer Breeze. So you were 19 when you wrote this one. Do you remember kind of the title came from and kind of how that one came to be written right when you were kind of just starting music?
Yeah, so Summer Breeze is the oldest song on the album, and I wrote it when I was 19 while I was living in Winnipeg. And I wanted to write a groovy and upbeat love song with the intention of feeling good while listening to it. It's definitely a feel-good love song that describes how amazing it feels to be with the one you're meant to be with. And this is definitely one of my favorite songs that I love to play in front of a live audience. It's just a lot of fun to play.
I love it. I love it. And again, that's track number one there on the album. Another song that I've been listening to a lot here. Listen to a lot. I know it was released today, but your album has been on repeat here today since it's been released. Another song I want to ask you about is Try. I love this one as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, for sure. So Try is the third song on the record, and it was actually the first song that I ever recorded with my husband, Jesse Wyman, who is an incredible music producer. And we were actually trying to figure out my sound with this song, you know, because it was my first time working with him, and, you know, it was his first time working with me, so it was just kind of like a lot of trial and error. But what I really like about the song is that it's another elegant and soft love song that focuses on the idea that no matter how hard one person can try, they just can't seem to get this person out of their mind. So like being with the right partner, it just creates support and a proper foundation in a relationship. So that's kind of how I started writing the song.
You know what, and I said just a few moments ago that we weren't going to go through every song. Well, I've asked you about a lot of the songs over this year because there's been some singles that have been released. And now I guess the songs I want to ask you about today, really, well, we've gone through, I think, every song in the album. So we are going, just maybe not all at this moment going through every song, but we are talking about every song here on the album. A couple more songs just to talk about. One Thing, another really good one. When was One Thing written?
When was it written?
Yeah, have you had this one for a little bit? Tell us a little bit about One Thing.
Yeah, so One Thing is the second song on the record. I think I wrote this one back in 2016, and I wrote this with the intention of playing it at weddings because it's a sweet and elegant love song that describes how being patient and waiting for the right person is absolutely worth it. And this song actually took me a really long time to write. I think it took me about a month because I just really wanted to get the words and the melody right, and I didn't want to rush the process. So, you know, because I took so long to write it, it's like definitely one of my favorite songs, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's another good one, and I just love every song on this album. And I think this is the one we haven't talked about yet, and it definitely last but not least, because it's one of my favorites on the entire album, "Home When I'm With You." It's an emotional song. I love this one. Can you tell us a little bit about that one? Kind of the title. Did you have the title for a little bit? Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this one all came together. I can tell you a bit about it. So this is the fourth song on the record, and this is actually when I started getting into writing country music. And I believe I wrote this song a couple years after I joined the Saskatchewan Country Music Association. Mm-hmm. So I started studying country music and what chords were being used in a lot of the songs, and it actually led me to write a song about heartbreak. Because up until this point, I've just been writing songs all about love, and I kind of just wanted to stray away from that. So I wrote the song about reflecting on a past relationship that failed and having the desire to give it another try. So, yeah, it's a very special song to me since this was the first country song that I ever wrote. And I wrote this before Wanting You, which is kind of crazy. I would say with the title, usually how I write my songs, I always write the melody first, and then I write the verse and then the chorus. And then from the chorus, I usually just choose the last line in the song to be like the song title name. So that's kind of how I came up with it.
Yeah, no, I love hearing about how songs come to be and how albums are put together. And kind of the last few songs on the album, there's a couple of acoustic versions. There's a Vietnamese version of Never Say Goodbye, and also a Korean version of Never Say Goodbye. So how special is that for you to have that on the album as well?
So when it comes to acoustic songs, I love hearing different variations of songs. I tend to like the acoustic versions more than the original versions of songs for some reason. There's something about hearing one acoustic instrument with a vocal track. It just feels really powerful when listening to songs that way. And another reason why I wanted to include different languages on my record is that it's really common to hear ballads like Never Say Goodbye in Vietnam and Korea. And when I was growing up, I sang a lot of Vietnamese music as a kid. So this was a way for me to provide Asian representation in the Canadian music industry. And also for me too, like, I just love listening to songs in different languages too. And that's why I recorded a Korean version as well. And I gave myself a challenge to sing in a completely different language. And I even got a friend of mine who's a Korean teacher to help translate the lyrics for me. And she also taught me how to sing the song phonetically. So I don't speak the language, but she definitely taught me how to sing the song.
Wow, that's so awesome. I love hearing about that. Again, your brand new album, Bloom, out right now. Again, joined right now by Andrea Ann. This year has been so busy for you. I know you and I, along with Jesse, we were hanging out around the Christmas time, I think back in December, and you were telling me that this year is going to be very busy for you, which is, what are we, about halfway through or so? It's been extremely busy for you. What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you? Obviously, a lot of time and effort going to be continuing on promoting the new music, promoting the new album. Are you hoping to play some live shows? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, so the rest of the year is still going to be pretty busy. I'll be playing at Jazz Fest on July 5th at 12 p.m. here in Saskatoon. Okay. And it'll be my first time playing a show with my band at Jazz Fest. And I'm just really honored that I was selected to play. And I'll also be playing an acoustic live show at Taste of Saskatchewan on July 15th.
Nice.
That show is always very fun to play, and I'm really looking forward to playing that too. And, you know, I'm just really excited to get out there and start playing shows again, you know, since I've been live streaming over the past year or so.
Right.
And, yeah, like, other than that, I also have another single that will be coming out with another artist sometime this year. So, you know, I'm just going to keep myself busy with writing and creating.
Yeah, of course. I love it. And just kind of lastly, I want to just kind of ask you about, because I know you're very artistic with your voice and music, but also drawing and painting, very talented. And I know that you designed some stickers and some of your own merch and that kind of thing. Are you working on getting some merch available? Maybe, I don't know, this year or into next year. Is that on the way for you?
Yeah, so I have everything ready to go. It's just a matter of fact of actually just launching it on my website. So I've been working
Right.
on that for a while, and I'm hoping to get everything launched in July. So that is coming up really soon.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be selling a lot of my merch at my live shows too. So you can grab it there if you want.
Perfect, perfect. I'm looking forward to that. Andrea, it's always great chatting with you. Congratulations on the new album, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to our next chat.